You can count on immigration opponents to criticize any program that helps immigrants gain a foothold in the United States, no matter the reason for that program, like TPS for Syrians. Recently, Syrian immigrants living in the United States were granted an extension of their TPS status for 18 months until September 2022. And the bluebirds immediately began chirping. Hi, I'm Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. TPS stands for Temporary Protected Status. The program was created in 1990. Its goal is to allow immigrants from designated countries to live in the U.S. temporarily, 18 months per designated period, during which time they are given a work permit and can work legally. TPS status is granted because persons are unable to safely return to their home country due to a major crisis, like an environmental disaster or armed conflict. Sometimes countries will receive TPS redesignations because conditions have not improved in their home countries over the past 18-month period, like Syria. Syria was originally designated for temporary protected status in 2012 in response to a brutal civil war and government crackdown of innocent civilians. Since that time, the country has been redesignated for TPS protection 7 times. Under the latest extension, approximately 6,700 Syrians living in the U.S. who are already TPS beneficiaries will be able to renew their status. And another 1,800 who entered the U.S. after August 1st, 2016 will be allowed to submit a first filing. In the announcement of the newest extension, the Department of Homeland Security stated, "The Syrian civil war continues to demonstrate deliberate targeting of civilians. The use of chemical weapons and irregular warfare tactics and use of child soldiers." As if that's not enough, the press release also noted, "The war has caused sustained need for humanitarian assistance, an increase in refugees and displaced people, food insecurity, limited water access and medical care access, and large-scale destruction of Syria's infrastructure." In fact, recent studies have shown that since the start of the civil war, 100,000 Syrians have been in prison, 560,000 have been killed, 12 million have been displaced. Of those displaced, 50% are children. And of those displaced, nearly one-third live in hard-to-reach and besieged locations where there is extreme difficulty in providing them with assistance from the United Nations and other organizations. You might be wondering, what caused such horrible conditions in Syria? Well, it began in March 2011. Syrians began to peacefully protest for government reforms, asking for many of the same rights, freedom, democracy, and basic human dignity that we take for granted. The government responded, but with massive military and warlike crackdowns by security forces. Many Syrians were forced to flee their homes to refugee camps in neighboring countries. For a video which captures these conditions in real time, I encourage you to watch For Sama, a first-hand documentary distributed by the PBS, produced by a refugee who managed to escape the horrors of the Syrian civil war. That's For Sama, F-O-R-S-A-M-A. Nonetheless, those opposed to relief for immigrants call for the end of the Syrian TPS program. In their view, it's just another undeserved amnesty and needs to be shut down immediately. Frankly speaking, I do not grasp their sentiments. For the United States, the duty to help other countries in their time of need is more than a political issue. It's part of our moral duty as a self-professed leader of the free world. Thanks for listening. And remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.